Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:31 Irish summertime. Today is August 5th. Well, it's been an exciting day. Gold was down over $20 on the future, 1978 on the spot price, down to 875. So down below $900 again. Bit of a downward dynamic, and it does now look like it's going to test the lower side of that range around 850. Platinum has become rather overextended and bounced from just above that $1,500 level. It's now retraced almost, well, it's retraced not almost, but its entire acceleration on the upside. So a little bit overextended on the downside and potentially an area where it could bounce, which would lend some support to the gold price. However, if platinum remains weak and it does need an upward dynamic to stem the decline beyond a brief pause, then if platinum does start to or continue to decline, then that is going to be a headwind for the gold price, and $850 may not provide very much of a cushion. The other big news, of course, was that oil was down $2.64 today, down below $120, and of course, $120 has been that level that we've been talking about for what feels like forever, but it's at least been 6 weeks. And this is a clear break of the uptrend for oil now. It's almost certainly a medium-term correction, and the lower oil comes, and we've talked about a seesaw effect. It means the greater the tailwind for the equity markets, and they certainly reflected that in here today. You had good upward dynamics right across the US indices. That also came through on the European indices, where we had a number above 3%, but everything was above 2%, so good positive action. Of course, a hallmark of stock markets over the last couple of weeks is that they've been unable to put together more than one good day on the upside in a row. So if we can see some good positive action here tomorrow pushing upwards in a number of these indices to make a new high following those mid-July lows, then that is going to be good positive action. And given the close that we're seeing on Wall Street right now, there's a strong likelihood that we're going to see some of that positive action feeding through into Asia tomorrow. Today, Asia was actually quite muted. You had the Hang Seng down 2.5%. Asia, or the Australian index, was down over 1%, and it was the same story almost right across the region. India was a standout. In fact, India is testing the upper side of this little range over the last 3 weeks, and barring a downward dynamic, there's a very good chance we're going to see that popping up once more in the next couple of days. So good positive action on the Indian market. But of course, the sentiment regarding a number of these emerging markets has been remarkably bearish over the last few months, and particularly over the last few weeks. I can't tell you how many bearish reports have crossed our desks over the last couple of weeks. But what we have seen is that in mid-July we had a good bounce for a number of stock markets, the vast majority, in fact. In fact, I can only think of one developed market, and that's Ireland, that broke to a new low, and there was an extreme circumstance in the shape of the Alanna and Tisabri failed tests in that case. The Irish financials are leading the market on the upside at the present, and it's the same story for the vast majority of other markets, particularly the ones that are heavily weighted to financials. Financials were the sector that were most heavily shorted, and they're getting the best of the short covering rally in here right now. As long as financials continue to push upwards and don't move below those mid-July lows, well, it has been financials have led the market all the way on the downside, and there's no reason to expect that to change anytime soon. So if financials don't break down, then we can continue to give the upside the benefit of the doubt for the wider stock markets. Of course, if we see markets, particularly some of those big important markets, starting to break down, well, then that's going to change the game plan entirely. But for the moment, we are in a position where there's a good chance that we're going to have a medium-term recovery, something in the order of 6 weeks to 2 months, potentially even seeing some of these markets going back up and testing those May highs. After that, there's going to be questions asked about the longevity of where these moves can take us, but that's still quite a way from here. And at the moment, we can continue to give the upside the benefit of the doubt. Of course, with oil coming down, and it has been a seesaw effect, if oil continues to come downwards, well, then that is going to be positive for stock markets generally. Obviously, markets that have been most affected by high oil prices, which are the emerging markets, well, they were going to have a bigger tailwind behind them. And India is certainly demonstrating that in here right now. Bond markets were a little bit weaker in here today. You have the Treasuries down to 115. One of the more interesting bond charts out there are the 10-year, the Australian 10 years, which have rallied on consecutive days and do look like they're going to test the highs over the last few months. They are looking a little bit overextended on the upside in here right now, although they would need a downward dynamic to really check their momentum. It's off the highs in here right now, but the highs over the last, well, almost since November, actually since October, you've had highs in there at 94.20, and it's at 94.02 in here right now. So really not that far away from the highs that we've seen over the last 8 or 9 months. And it's looking a little bit overextended on the upside. So there is a potential short trade in there, and that's probably one of the better of the government bond charts. But government bonds have rallied rather well over the last few weeks as people have remained nervous. But I can't think of an argument that would justify government bonds rallying very significantly, and rallies have been reasonably good shorting opportunities for the last 6 months, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. This was also a rather strong day for the dollar. The dollar is up to 73.91 on the dollar index, and 74 has been the upper side of that range over the last 4 or 5 months. And certainly, there has been less nervousness over the last couple of days about the fate of the stock markets, and we are potentially seeing more money flowing into dollar-denominated assets, and that was certainly the case today with Wall Street up over 2.5%. But it is hard also to make a very bullish case for the dollar, other than the fact that we're seeing some money moving out of safe assets into more risky assets, as it is perceived that there is a greater foundation underneath some of these more risky assets, such as equity markets. Now, commodity markets generally are facing a stiff headwind, particularly because you have the oil price coming down. Of course, oil is the biggest constituent in all of those tracker funds. And if oil is being sold off and tracker funds positions are being liquidated, that necessitates oil futures to be sold, but it also necessitates other positions in those tracker funds also being sold. There's a contagion effect, in other words. And that is pulling back lots of these commodities. The commodities that are going to perform best in this type of scenario are the ones that have a very strong fundamental case for their particular market. And that is going to be, they're going to be the exceptions. For all of the commodities that are affected or most affected by speculators or people investing across the commodity sector, if positions in those sectors are being liquidated, then we are going to see a medium-term correction across a broad base of commodities generally. One of the better shorting opportunities out there right now, I think, is tin. Tin is quite difficult to trade because it's only tradable on the LME, and it's also there. I don't think there's any TFS or any exchange traded fund that tracks it. But it pushed upwards to 25,000 back in May, and then had a big reaction against the prevailing trend, a type 2 top. And then it moved into this right-hand extension consolidation or distribution, and it now appears to be breaking down from that once more. Currently, it's testing the early June lows at 20,000, But they're probably going to offer very little respite, given the fact that this does look like a developing top formation, and there is potentially some significant downside in that particular metal. Copper was a little bit steadier in here today, having fallen below that $3.50 level yesterday, and it is for the bulls to prove at this point. This remains a very big consolidation over the last 2 years, and copper needs to break above $4 to complete and sustain a move above $4 to complete that consolidation. And for the moment, the bears have certainly got the running. So that is pretty much where we have it right now. Equity markets had a very good day today, and it does look like that they're not probably not going to go up in a straight line, that it is going to take time, and there's going to be a more than likely a pattern of higher to lateral ranging. But they are likely to go up given the action that we've seen at the moment, and provided that oil continues to come downwards. And that's pretty much it for me, but thank you very much for your time. I'm on holiday for the next week, and I will be back a week today. Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.